Hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Latter-day Hunting. It's Traven and Doug here, and we're excited. Are you excited, Doug?
I'm so excited. I had the longest day, so I'm just excited to not do anything work-related.
Yeah, this guy works like a beast. Ladies, if you want a man who makes some money, this is your guy. He's a worker.
Anyway.
So, a little recap. We got your guys' feedback. It was mostly verbal feedback from people we walked up to and talking like, hey, how'd you like our podcast?
Yeah, so I got feedback from a couple of ladies just regarding one of the questions we put out there was time that you should be on a date and show interest, but that it doesn't look like you're running away. And I heard an hour and a half to 2 hours, which I have to agree with. Like, yeah. Still on the shorter side. And then another thing, just like Traven said, we got a lot of verbal feedback. If you guys want to, you know, we can set up an email account and you can let us know, like, if you have stories or things that we can outline on the show, we'd love to have it.
Yeah, we just want to keep getting feedback, make the show better and better, because this is for all of us, me and Doug, but you guys included, see some of our opinions on things. I like our opinion.
We're not the brightest, but you know, at least we're frank.
We're a little bit on the older side in dating and LDS culture, so we've been around the block a time or two,
for sure.
Okay, so today we're gonna talk about one of my favorite subjects. I think it's one of Doug's favorite subjects too, and that is the art of the first kiss. How do you feel about your art, Doug?
So, I'm a scientist, so, I mean, art really isn't my thing. Yeah, I mean, I like that we're moving this direction, because I feel like that means that in general, the hypothetical dating situation is moving positive.
Yeah.
Like, if we're going to talk about how the kiss is going to go, then that means that the person at least wants to see you.
It's true. It's true. There's that vibe. Honestly, I think of more of it like the art of war. You have to be, like, speedy and strategic?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, there's more willing than not. It's true. But I feel like we can also, like, spell out the difference between, like, a true romantic kiss and, like, because we've all had those times where you just kiss somebody, because...
This is a generalization.
Yes, 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 yes.
Me and Doug have been there, not together.
I just mean, like, you know, early 20s, let's say that, okay? Generalization, people. Early 20s, maybe you meet someone, you get some good quick vibe, and you end up making out. That's all I'm saying. We're going to address, like, the art of, like, a romantic... want to date this person kiss.
Right, and not just make out with them in their Camry. There's nothing romantic about that.
So yeah, I mean, how do I feel about it? I think I'm, you know, I mean, every guy wants to feel like he's got moves, right?
Oh yeah. So we're actually going to talk about some of those moves today and how we sense out the vibe. So I'm going to ask Doug real quick, then I'm going to share my opinion on it. But Doug, what are some of your, like, go-to moves? What do you go to when you're trying to get that first kiss? Because I'm sure you've been on a date or two with this girl, and you're feeling it. We don't know if she's feeling it yet, but you've got to make, like, the preliminary moves to get to the finish line.
Right. I mean, I feel like it shouldn't be forced, or it shouldn't be, you know, thought out too much. I kind of feel like those, like, here's awkward for you. when the guy asks, can I kiss you? Like, I'm sorry. I hope I don't offend somebody, but it's just kind of like, you got to make that move. You don't ask permission. This is not like, may I use the restroom? Like, this is
the hall pass.
No, I'm serious. Like, I feel like those initial, like, you talked about the vibe, right? Initially, if you're flirting with someone, you can kind of tell, like, if it's a natural flirtation or not. Like, you know, the classic example is she's touching the back of your elbow, or she
hits you, man.
She hits you, right? Oh, stop, you know? Yeah. But for real, like, it, you know, if you can gauge that she's semi-interested physically,
yeah,
that's kind of a natural thing, right? But right. You want to know like the moves or like,
dude, I want to know like the go-to moves for you, because every guy's got his go-to move.
Okay,
he's got like his feelers for. I'll give you an example. My example, like I do the bump. And the bump sometimes works and sometimes it doesn't. One day, I hope that you can get this on video. I'll show you the bat move.
I've seen the bat
move. But I'm going to talk about the bump right now. It's when you're walking next to each other and she cracks a joke or you crack a joke and you just lean in and give them a little like hip bump. Not a hard one. You're not trying to push her into the street. You just give her like this little bump and see what she does. If she turns and hits you back, you're good to go,
man. Oh, yeah.
That's like the first move. And then you kind of like bump into each other. It might turn a little pushing. And then you kind of hug. And then you peel back and you slide your hand down and hold their hand and walk back to the car.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
That's one of the moves.
I like that. I think, okay, let's talk about hand holding. Okay?
Okay.
Let's say you're sitting in a movie or you're sitting at dinner or something. That natural flirtation, I think one of mine is just kind of like cracking a joke and like gently putting my hand on their thigh or like a little tap, like ha 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 ha. You know, I think everybody knows. Yeah. I think everybody should know what's happening.
Right.
But you can tell by their reaction if it's going to be reciprocated or not.
For sure.
And there's like real energy. I don't know if you feel this way, but like. Even like a handhold the first time, there's like this real energy connection thing going on. Mm-hmm. That when it finally takes place, it's like, this is awesome.
And you can tell when it's forced too, on one side or the other. Like, you can tell.
For sure.
Yeah, but you're right. There's like this bond, this energy that flows through. And remember, we're trying to get to the goal here, which is that magical first lips touching. Raising, smacking, I don't know what noises really happen. But it's like, we're trying to get to this goal. So you do like, oh, I love the cuddles and the handhold, but this is like next level stuff.
Right, right, right. So, okay. Let's revert back to the art of this first kiss.
Yeah.
Should it be a peck? Should it...
Hold on, we're gonna rewind. Like, how do you get there, though?
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. We're trying to get there right now. I know we talked about the hand holding. Like, do you wait till the next day after the hand holding and cuddling, or?
I feel like no. I feel like I don't feel like it should be like a sequential step, right?
No.
I don't know. Maybe that's weird, but I've kissed someone before. I've like romantically held their hand. I don't know if that's weird. Tell me if you can connect with that, guys. But I think that it should be, in French you say, au naturel. Everything should be like as natural as possible.
Ladies, did you catch that? He speaks French.
Anyway. But, you know, it should be natural. I don't know why. I mean... Feel the moment. If you're not in tune with like how she's like feeling, go watch an emotional movie or like
no, a romantic movie. There's some emotional movies that are not romantic.
go watch a romantic film so that you can get back in touch with your like romantic feelers, because I've seen, and well, we'll get to that, the bad stories, but I've seen like you know, guys totally fail. And I mean, we've all been there, but I mean, like, repeatedly they're going in and the girl's like not interested. And you're like, why do you keep moving in when they don't want this?
Ooh, that is the worst. It's the worst to watch that, like, from a distance. I've seen stuff like that. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to throw up.
You just feel bad for the guy, but at the same time, you're thinking, you need to work on your moves, man. Okay.
Oh my God.
I'll tell you my move. Okay. We decided that we would be honest.
100%.
I stole my move from my best friend, Caesar. Oh, freak. I wasn't supposed to mention names. Let's call him Al.
Oh, dude. It's already out there. Like, are you going to take that back? Because we can go in and edit it, but...
Okay, whatever. He's married. He succeeded.
Yes.
So I call this the tickle, right? Ooh. Oh boy. So the tickle is, I mean, please be at least seated. I mean, I don't know if you want to have like a doorstep scene or whatever, but this is more like you're seated somewhere.
Yeah.
You can tell it's kind of like your bump, right? You give them a little tickle on the love handle. If they're feeling it, they will always move their body closer to you. They will close that distance. If they are not feeling it, they will move away so fast.
Dude, that's gold.
It's gold because, like, both people, it is so juvenile. It's almost like 2 8-year-olds, like, yeah, you know? But at the same time, you can really tell. Guys, you can tell if she is wanting to, like, get close to you depending on her reaction. And I feel like the majority of my first kisses have come from that.
Nice. Very nice. I'm going to have to say my move's a little different. Mine's a little more like, I'm going for this. Like, not like pushing my face in there. So, I want everybody to know, I'm 6'8". I'm a tall dude. So, I'm like strategically analyzing the area to try to find something she can sit on, something she can stand on to get to eye level with me, because that's a problem. I don't want to look like Quasimodo bending down trying to kiss this girl. And I've kissed some short girls. Oh, like 5'4" or something like that. You know how hard that is standing up?
That's your neck.
Oh my gosh. I'm like cranked all the way over. She's on her tippy toes trying to like jump up at me. So I got to plan it. So that's why I love the doorstep scene, because there's a step.
Yes.
I can stand on the lower step and say goodbye to her.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a clear indication. If I'm standing on that step and she goes in the door, then it's no go. If she like turns around, gives me a hi.
What?
I'm like, okay, it's not happening. But if I stand on that step and she turns around and gives me a hug, I slide my hand kind of like up the back of her neck and into her hair a little bit and just lean in and go for it.
Okay. Okay, so like a 90-10 situation.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That takes some, that's a bold move.
I go for it. Like, and if somebody shuts me down, obviously from the last story I told, I'm not going to be super upset about it.
Just move on.
I'll blame her. I'll be like, I can't believe you tried to kiss me. Okay, so we got kind of some moves, take it or leave it. I think they're
good. They work.
Yeah, they work. It's what they are. Okay, timing. Yeah, we kind of talked about that and got into
natural.
It. Yeah, just natural. I actually think our bishop's wife said it best when she said, I don't know, I kind of follow this. But you need to kiss the girl, not like time it out, one date, two dates, three dates, but to kiss the girl one date after she wants it.
Oh.
Right?
Oh my goodness.
That was gold. I heard that, like, sitting in a meeting with Elders Quorum and Relief Society. I was sitting there looking around like, nobody else heard that? That was awesome. We should be, like, standing ovation right now. Yeah.
That is gold.
And honestly, like, it's kind of weird because when a girl wants to kiss you before your first date, it's like, do you want to kiss on the first date? Yeah!
I totally agree. I like that.
Right? It was pretty good. Okay, so we're going to talk about some stories. Doug, I want to hear the good, the bad, and if you have the stomach for it, the ugly of like first date. Or not first date, but like first kisses. That's what I was going for. First kisses.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go first. Oh, gosh. So, I was a young lad, 19, 18, up at BYU, Idaho, before the mission. And I started seeing, I guess you could call dating, one of my FHE sisters. Like, because we were assigned groups. And we liked each other, and being the experienced person that I was, meaning that I'd kissed a few people before her, yeah. This was her first kiss, okay? I was going to be her first.
Ooh.
Or
that's a lot of pressure, actually.
It actually is.
Yeah.
So, I remember, like, she... her roommates kept telling me, like, her roommates were my FHS sisters, like, oh, she wants it to be special, or... And number one, why are you involving yourselves in our lives? Number two, it shouldn't...
Aren't we doing the same thing, though?
Yeah. But number two is, like, I always felt like the venue, how it happened isn't as important as, like, who it was with or, like, if it, like, how it felt. Mm. So, I remember... I made this big plan. Like, I mean, we'd been going out for a while and we'd cuddle, but we just never had that moment. We went to a park. I got fireworks.
Whoa.
I really, most effort I think I've ever put in. And then, like, she turned away from me that night or something. Like, she wasn't ready. Okay? Our first kiss was on a couch. In bunkhouse apartments, watching Harry Potter 3.
I'm speechless. Like, she kissed during a Harry Potter movie instead of, like, this romantic park firework scene.
Yeah. And so I was just gonna...
Are you kidding me?
Okay. So I talked about this earlier. We ended up making out that night.
Oh my god.
Just like 30 minutes, right?
How romantic. Like crappy. Didn't you say BYU Idaho?
Yeah.
Crappy BYU Idaho furniture.
It really was uncomfortable. And like, seriously, so.
I'm so glad she can tell her grandkids about this story.
Well, I just like keep that in my mind because like, I tried to do all the right things. Like, I tried to like. Make it after a few dates, and I tried to make it natural. I mean, yeah, like we talked about, you want it to be natural, but it wasn't like I had like a timer set for fireworks to go off.
Right.
It was just like this setting that I felt like it could happen at any time.
Right.
I didn't like go like, hey, 3, 2, 1, let's make this go. But it rejected me that night, and then like 2 nights later, she's fine and just, okay, we're gonna do this.
You know what I bet happened? I bet her roommates were like, you didn't kiss him? He, like, set up this whole stage for you and you didn't kiss him? And then that night she was like, I just have to.
I don't know. I could see that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could see that. But, so that's a bad one. I don't know. I mean, I guess I've had some good first kisses, but let's move on to yours because...
My bad story?
I don't know. Whatever you want to...
I'm going to have to think real quick about a bad story. I have a good story. I've had a lot of, like, really good first kisses where it's just, like, romantic. Usually in a parking lot for some reason. It's always in a parking lot.
After,
at night.
After the Indian food.
Oh, God. Whoa.
You're like, garlic naan?
Right? Well, you can't pass up garlic naan at an Indian restaurant.
No, you can't.
You have to get it. Like, if we're going to an Indian restaurant, you are not getting any of that. Maybe some cuddles after some breakfast, but overall, we're going to have to give it a day or two after that Indian food. Yeah. What a process. Go through its route. Usually in a parking lot. Oh, there was one really bad one where... We were in a parking lot, of course, in my car. It wasn't a Camry. So we're in the parking lot, and, like, we're getting ready to kiss, and I lean in, and she is, like, I wish you could see a video of this, because it's horrific. Like, mouth all the way open, ready to devour my face. But then at the last second, she closed her mouth and, like, peckered me right in the face, like... Just smacked her face on my face, and she was kept like pushing her face into my face, and I was just like, "Oh, please let this stop!" I'm like suffering, and then she shoots her dagger tongue through her teeth and like is jabbing the inside of my mouth as I'm trying to fend off this, I don't know, sharp serpent of death, just trying to strangle me. So yeah, that was a really bad one. Like the movement into it was fine. It was just like this.
I don't know. Well, I think the follow up is did it happen again or
no. And I don't know if y'all agree with me on this. If you're not kissing compatible in my book, like, it's not gonna work out.
I think that's true.
Like, if you don't have a good kiss, it doesn't have to be like making out all the time.
No.
If you don't feel that connection and you don't have like that rhythm going between the two of you.
Yeah. Agreed.
Relationships go south.
That's the thing though, it's like, oh, like it shouldn't be based on this physical or whatever, but it's like, you know what? Like, there really is, and there's give and take, and there's learning, right? But I totally agree. Like, that is a big driving factor.
Right.
And it should be.
I will say this, though. Like, don't kiss in front of your friends. That's another thing we want to touch on tonight. Like, PDA, kissing in front of your friends.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. And I have a story about that. I'm really embarrassed. My buddy will love that I'm telling this story. I haven't even told Doug this story because I'm a little ashamed about this story, but we're being honest.
Yeah.
Sharing stuff. So I was 17. Me and my first girlfriend were hanging out. She was down in West Jordan just kind of visiting. She wanted to see me, and I'm like, great. We're with her friends and my buddy, and we're hanging out. At the end of the night, it's like midnight. We're driving her home, and her and I are in the back seat, and we were going at it. Like, when you watch those high school movies with that corner making out, or like that couple making out in the corner, yeah, in the back on the couch, that was us in the back seat of his car. Her best friend was in the front seat looking out the window like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here, because she hated my friend who was driving, and the girl I was kissing hated him, and we're like just going at it in this back seat. And remember, I'm super tall, and she like pushes me down into the back seat, and we start like just making out, and he turns around, and he's like, oh my gosh, they fit back there. And he's like commentating, and then he hit a speed bump and we smacked our faces, and I got this huge fat lip because she like busted my lip with her face. I guess it was karma, but
he probably did it on purpose.
You know, I'm gonna have to ask him. I don't think he did. I think he was too busy trying to figure out what was going on in his back seat. Yeah. With this like young couple making out.
And Alien versus Predator.
Oh my gosh. Just here. I don't even know if you guys heard that. I hope you didn't. So yeah, there is some PDA where you have to tone it down a bit, because after that first kiss moment, like, sometimes it just unleashes on the world with some couples, and you're like the spectator at an Olive Garden as they're sitting in the booth just like nuzzling, and his tongue comes out and like starts stroking her face, and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't eat breadsticks anymore.
That reminds me of, like, I don't know if you ever watched Boy Meets World, but there's this episode where Sean and his girlfriend get back together, and the whole episode, every time it shows them, they're just making out.
Oh my gosh.
I just remember that they actually have like a break where they give them bottled water, and they give them chapstick, and they're like, here you go.
Yes.
But, okay, well, leave it to Draven to throw out the worst example. But it's just like, PDA, okay? Like, we're talking, you know, restaurant. I mean, this could be, you're not alone. You're not going little snooky pooky. You're not telling each other.
What did you say?
You're with some other people. You know what I mean? So I think that PDA, actually, I am a strong advocate of a public display of affection.
Oh.
I think that PDA, when done properly and to the appropriate level, is very, very good for a relationship.
Right.
Why do I think this? Because I think we can all relate to seeing that old couple at Black Bear Diner or Denny's or whatever, and you see the old man gently help his wife up or put her coat on.
Oh, that's adorable.
It's
adorable.
Yeah.
And it is so appropriate, right? Right. Just contrast you guys in the back seat.
We were young.
Go, but for real, like, I remember poignantly when my mom and dad, we'd get out of the car, and my dad would, like, grab my mom's hand walking into the store.
Yeah.
And I, like, you know, 11, 12-year-old Doug was like, that's really cool. Like, you know, whoa, you know, maybe embarrassed a little bit, but then, like, reflecting on it, it's like, man, that's really cool. They love each other, and they, so that's my pitch, like, yes, we've all been there where people take it way too far. I served my mission in France. I saw things that I did not want to see in public, okay? Mm. Like, really, just not good things. But it's a good thing for a relationship, and I do think that it's a confidence thing as well.
Right.
I mean, we could talk about, I'm kind of rambling, but we could talk about, like, friends in front of friends and in front of the general public. And I feel like almost in front of your friends and family, that initial, like, showing is a lot harder than people that you don't know and don't care, right?
Right.
Like, but anyway, I'm for it.
Yeah, I'm for it to an extent. Like, one of the big things for me, like, and I don't know why this is a big thing for me, and it's probably not the best example, but, like, I love to grab a woman's butt in public, like someone I'm dating, because it's like we're together, and I'm putting that out there, so stay away because she's with me.
So, like, what, like the pocket thing?
Sometimes the pocket thing. It'll usually be kind of like a sneak thing, and she turns around and she's like, "Stop!" Kind of like,
oh,
that.
Oh, a little flirty,
like,
yeah.
I really like that, but you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, what? You liked it? And she's like, it doesn't matter if I liked it. I'm like, well, I'm probably going to do it again because you liked it.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, you guys are going to, you're one step away from pet names and...
Smirky
Pookie. Pookie.
Ooh, that... I do that. Like, and it's not like outright. If I'm out with my friends, I usually won't do it. Or if I'm out with friends, I won't let them see that I do it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I feel like, let's put this, you know, kind of concluding in a church perspective, because, like, really our push, like we've mentioned, is like how this applies in, like, an LDS dating scene, or, like,
oh yeah,
like how this is, like, singles ward specific, right? I just said that I'm a big proponent of PDA. I am not a big proponent of sacrament meeting PDA.
Gosh, it's the worst.
Like, you can hold hand. You're dating. Yep. Like, you know, that's great. I'm happy for you. Hold hands. Scratch his back.
Play with his hair. Play with her hair. Like, a little bit.
Right. Like, not like, oh, you know, we've all been there.
That'd be weird.
We've all seen it, right?
But, like, when you're just stroking somebody's hair, kind of calmly listening to whatever's going on.
Exactly. Like, and it doesn't take away from the meeting. You know what I mean? I think that's what God wants. Like, right. Doesn't God want us to love each other, to have families? He doesn't want us to be, like, Snooky Pookie in the... I don't know.
Dude, stop saying that. That's just weird.
that's one of my pet names, so...
Oh, my gosh. Okay. But,
you know.
I'm going to call you that next episode.
No, you're not. But I'm just saying, like, it's so much, like, his plan, but, like, please just keep the meeting sacred.
Right. No, I totally agree with that. Like, my big thing, I think... My big thing when I see it and get kind of peeved by it is, like, the nuzzling. When, like, you're nuzzling the neck, or, like, faces are coming together, just shaking back and forth, and you're like, why are you doing this? Go out in the foyer if you're gonna do that. Like, I don't mind if you lean in and you kind of, like, crack a joke and you both look at each other and you're like, ha 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 ha. But, like, when she's just, like, in his neck, like, pushing her face into his neck,
yeah.
Like, this is weird.
Like, going Lion King, you know?
I know. And some people are like, oh, well, just don't look at it and pay attention to the meeting. They're sitting right in front of you. You have to look past them to get to the pulpit. Like, you're looking at the chorister, and then you look down at your hymn book, and you look back up, and her face is who knows where on his neck. And you're like, oh, my gosh. come, come, ye saints.
And then you just remember how single you are.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And you're just sitting there, and you look to your left and right, and they're usually, well, at least for me, they're always dudes there, and I'm just like, well. And if there's a girl there, she's like 8 spaces away. You're just like, no, I can't scoot over for that. That's too weird. Can't make a move in sacrament meeting. Like, moves should not. All those moves we talked about, no go. No go in sacraments.
But I think, like I said, just kind of wrap up here. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how much we accomplished, but we've had some laughs at least. But I just feel like it's a big deal. And it's almost like you're coming out to the ward, right. I feel, right?
Right.
Like, if you, I want to talk about this. If you bring a girl to your ward that's not
part of the ward, yeah.
In our culture, that is a big deal.
Oh, that's a big move, dude.
That's a big move.
Yeah.
That's like, hey, guys, I'm bringing my, you know, lady to the watering hole, and you're going to,
And you're off the market pretty much.
Like it's literally like primally, it's literally like marking territory.
Right.
Like you do not invite a girl that you've taken out on a couple dates to come to church with you.
Right.
You got to be pretty invested. And I can almost guarantee that you're going to be showing some sacrament meeting PDA.
Oh, most likely. That's just what happens. It's like the first time, emotions are high, she's thinking a lot of it, you're thinking a lot about it, and you're focused on each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's...
a lot of energy there.
I don't think it's inappropriate. I'm just saying, this should be mentioned. So if any of you guys in the ward, if I see you bringing some girl, we talked about this, and I'm going to give you crap.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of a fun pocket. That's a fun topic. On an ending note, we're going to throw this out here. We have what we're going to call the blind date challenge for anyone who would like to participate. So what it is that, did we decide it was me or you?
It's you.
Yeah, it sounds like it's just going to be me.
Oh, I'm not doing it.
Because I'm the brave one.
I don't care.
Okay. So we're going to do the blind date challenge where I will accept any blind date takers. If you have a friend or a friend of a friend or a sister or cousin or something, female.
Yes. Yeah. Not. Yes.
Yeah.
Female.
I just have to throw that out there. You guys know why. Female, and you want her to go on a date, private message me, reach out to me, try to get to me, leave a comment or something, and I will go on that date. It will be an hour, and it will be under $10. I'm going to stipulate that. An hour, under $10, but I will go on any blind date that you set me up on.
And he will recap how it goes.
I'll come back and give a recap.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Should probably put a limit on it, though. Oh, well. Well, private message me. We'll get there.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Putting up with us. We'll hit you back later, all right?
Mm-hmm.